Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
I'm still wearing these. I think we're safe to take it down.
Can you hear me? If I'm wearing these headphones, you're wearing these headphones.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear you. But it's okay.
Can you hear me now?
Just switch off. Grab another pair.
No, but I disinfected these. I'm stuck with these headphones now.
All right.
It's fine.
You don't really need headphones. It's only just to hear yourself. Who wants to do that?
Who wants to do that? That's not fun.
But
anyways, today is our Feel Good Monday segment.
Woo! Feel Good Monday.
Just like that. That's exactly what I had in mind. It's the day after Easter. We hope everyone had a great Easter. I understand the circumstances, right? Unlike any other Easter. But I bet most of you that don't even go to church were wanting to go to church.
On Sunday?
On Sunday, and you couldn't, could you? Because you don't know what you have until it's gone, right? Sometimes you don't appreciate it until it's gone, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, around this time next year, it's going to be packed, as if it's not already on Easter. But I have a feeling it's going to be.
Yeah, when everything breaks, everything goes away with this whole thing, the church is going to be flooded because people are like, man, I miss it.
Well, not just that, but I'm saying for next Easter, for next year.
Yeah,
sure. It always gets packed on Easter, but I feel like it's going to double.
Yep.
And yeah, I know that when this is over, I mean, we are regular attendees of church.
Yeah.
But we don't go every single Sunday either. However, we will definitely go when this is over.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's like you just haven't been in there for a while and then you miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, you don't know, you can't, sometimes you take for granted, you know, the little things. Like, I don't know, taking a walk in the park without being afraid that you might get sighted. Which, by the way, Jeez. A lot of people have been way too critical of others. If they're taking a jog, you know, or if they're walking with a friend. It's like, you don't know. You know the situation. You don't know if this friend is there trying to console her.
Right.
Or what's going on with the guys working out at the park because you know that the wives are down their neck about bills. So you don't know what's going on. Let people be a little bit. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? People are wearing masks. So it's just calm down. Let's not be too overly critical when people in their homes feel so depressed, and if they have kids, they feel like things are just crazy, but at least, you know, you're healthy, you're okay, you're alive, and it's just, it's too much on social media, though.
Yeah.
People are like, stay the F home, blah, blah, blah.
I know, they take it so literal when, you know, everyone says, you need to stay home. It's really, I get it.
Yeah, but stay home, but still, you know, it's like,
not everyone can stay home. Everyone has other things to do and needs to go and do certain
and
things.
And not everyone has a strong faith. Right. So sometimes people need to get out or else they feel like they're probably going to hurt themselves. You don't know.
Right.
You know, people kill themselves every single year. There's thousands that die due to suicide. There's depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's just calm down. But let's try to stay in as best as we can, of course.
Yep. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Should we let people know? I mean, speaking of staying home in quarantine, I mean, mention to people that if they are welcome to chat with us.
I don't know. Should we? Should we?
Yes, we should. No, okay. So if you guys want to, you guys are welcome to, the lines are open for you. So if you guys want to, let us know what's going through your mind during this whole quarantine. And maybe you got a creative bone in you and you've been doing certain things. Let us know.
Oh, speaking of creative bones, we're going to be making little masks, right?
I was going to get into masks. Yeah. It seems to be a big thing everyone's doing. Now, all of a sudden, I'm looking around and everyone got these, they have these Mortal Kombat masks and
ninja
stuff. Ninja masks and everything. Yeah. It's just like, okay. So, yeah, we were thinking of kind of putting together some masks.
SKS style.
Yeah. Putting our logo right on there. That'd be pretty cool.
Are print shops open? Are they essential?
There are some, but you have to do phone orders. You can't go inside.
You know what? In Michigan, the governor over there, in Michigan, they want to just pretty much ban so many things like Home Depot. They want to close down Home Depot, I heard.
Oh, wow. That's going to be
because
a big deal.
They say that it's non-essential. But what about the people that are working?
Yeah, they need supplies.
And yeah, and then if they can't do the job, then how are they going to feed their family? It's just insane. I think I'm really, really happy with the way that the governor of California has responded and the mayor as well. Okay, I like to give credit where credit is due. I'm not afraid of that. I feel like it has been proper. You know, businesses like this one at LA Talk Radio, we are open because it's they gave the okay when it came to podcasts, you know, radio stations, things like that.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. And I'm so glad that I don't live in a country where I feel like I am just strapped by the boots to my house. Because so many terrifying things. I know that this hasn't been making the news, of course, but in El Salvador, President Bukele, this guy just revealed himself. He really took off his mask of hope and prosperity and cracking down on crime. I mean, he was doing that, but when push comes to shove, some people, you really know what they're made of. And unfortunately, you have things like he has ordered a complete lockdown in the nation, in the country of El Salvador. You can't even go out to get food.
Jeez.
Apparently. And if you are using, if you are driving your car, they will impound it. They will take it. There was a man, and this was filmed on a cell phone. He was beaten. His wrist was broken.
Whoa.
They took away his car. And the president of El Salvador stood by those actions.
I warned you.
And
you should have stayed home.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, it's not even as bad as in New York. New York seems to be ground zero for this, right? So many people are dying over there. And it's not even New York. So let's just relax. But it's really, really hurting the people. I feel so bad. There are children that are crying because they're starving.
Yeah.
Here, I'm just so glad to live in a country where at least, you know, there is such a thing as food banks. Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, contributed millions of dollars to these food banks to people that really need it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's amazing. And I'm just so grateful at the same, even though, you know, this whole thing is happening, I'm so grateful to live in a country where you don't hear of where it's not okay to do this to people just because it's a pandemic and it's a lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very frightening what's going on in El Salvador. And I hope and pray it will be nothing like what happened in Venezuela with Maduro or with Castro, Fidel Castro, and people had to flee. from the grips of communism or socialism. I really just hope, and you know, it's one of the reasons why America needs to stay free away from socialism, communism, because where government gets a hold of you, they will surely choke you out. Jeez. It's just very scary what's happening over there. In case you didn't know, now you know.
No, I did not. I had no idea. And yeah, that is pretty scary. I mean, that's just horrible when things like that have to happen and someone stands by it, the own president of El Salvador.
He said he believes that's better. It's best for you to get your car illegally taken away and your wrist to get broken as opposed to bring a pestilence into your home that affects your family and kills them, even though it's not ground zero over there. No. There's like 4 cases.
Not that many cases.
No. And by the way, there doesn't seem to be much of an emphasis on hygiene. It seems like his response is totalitarianism, a dictator role as opposed to a real leader. And that's very unfortunate. But anyhow, I'm not going to go ahead and take the entire.
Hail Hitler! Now, it's kind of like over there, in a sense, huh? I'm kidding. I don't hail Hitler. But it's kind of like that over there, isn't it? It's like so freaking diplomatic. It's so crazy over there that they're like breaking wrists.
I was not expecting that. I am genuinely shocked right now. Out of all your antics that you pull off. See, this is what happens. He was so quiet listening as I'm talking about this. And a part of me was like, wow, he's awfully quiet. And then you burst out with that. And you just remind me why we are the Strange Chameleon Show.
Exactly. You never know what's going to happen here.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not for that.
I know.
That guy.
I'm
just thrown out. It seems like a very crazy area where it's like, it's pretty much like that. It's like, my gosh, let's take it easy. Come on. Well, have you been a follower of this? I don't know if you guys out there binge watch some Netflix. Tiger King seems to be the big documentary that's going around right now.
I always hear Tiger King.
Yeah, everyone's kind of been watching that. I've been watching a little bit. I don't binge watch a lot of whole things. I got other things to do. But yeah, that seems to be what's some of the documentaries that or anything that you've been kind of watching that you want to share?
Well, I haven't really been watching much other than The Office.
Oh, okay. Just kind of recapping on some Office.
A little bit, not a whole lot. I think, you know, definitely if you want to watch some entertainment, make it fun. Don't make it all gloom and doom. Netflix has been flooded with these gloom and doom.
I've noticed that.
Yeah,
isn't that weird? You just look through, it's horror, evil, all of these things are just like death, murder.
Well, listen.
What the heck?
Because like attracts like.
Yeah.
So whatever, where you focus, that is where your attention is drawn, and then that is what you manifest more of.
I noticed also if you click on something, they're like, oh, recently watched, you like this. Well, let me flood you with some more of this stuff.
Well, they always do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right now, it's not really the time to, well, anyways, go on with Tiger King.
So Tiger King, I don't know. There's a, you know.
Which, by the way, Carol, the villain of the story,
uh-huh.
She looks so much and sounds a whole lot. Like even her voice sounds and looks like Hillary Clinton. Haven't you noticed that?
Yes, if you did a comparison, I've noticed that, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I was like, I can't put my finger on it. She looks like someone. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, pretty crazy. But yeah, she seems to be the villain. And Joe Exotic is the guy who's like, oh my gosh, like I hate this lady. And it's a back and forth. And I'm just kind of right in the beginning of it. So yeah, we will see. But it's interesting. Good little and about the tigers in cages in general is just not a good thing. And from watching it, I'm like, wow, what a hypocrite this Carol is, mm-hmm. because she seems to be doing the same thing, except they're smaller cages and so forth. And she's kind of like doing certain things that are like a hypocrite. But, you know, you take the good and the bad, you're kind of feeling it out, because is it Joe Exotic who's crazy in a gun, with a gun, or is it her? They're all, and this is what I kind of explained to you, anybody who has like a big ranch filled with tigers and exotic animals and stuff like that is a little crazy. And they're just a little crazy. You got to watch out for all of them.
They're almost as creepy as people who don't dream.
Yeah.
People, yeah. I do not trust people that don't dream. And don't you trust people that don't dream? Because it's like they're... subconscious mind has been shut off, almost like they have no conscience.
Interesting.
Conscience. Yeah. I feel like it's just, if you don't dream, I mean,
your conscious is on standby.
It's on shutdown. It's just shut down. Darkness. It's darkness.
Conscious shutdown. No. But yeah, there's one of the guys that trained Joe Exotic. He's like, he has like three or five wives or something like that live on properties. So, yeah, you got to kind of watch out for any of those people who have more than one wives. It's like, okay, crazy exotic people just in with exotic animals are a little crazy. But there's a documentary that we recently saw.
Yes, my goodness. So this documentary, anyone can watch it for free, you guys. It is right now on YouTube, of course. It's called Out of the Shadows.
Actually, no, The Out of Shadows.
Out of Shadows.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Out of the Shadows is already a movie.
Oh, okay. Okay. Out of Shadows.
IMDb and everything, yeah.
Okay. Out of Shadows. It was on, I believe it was uploaded on Good Friday on YouTube.
It was.
And you can watch it for free. It now has over 1 million views. It's an amazing documentary about the dark side of Hollywood. Okay. Because let's be honest, there is such a thing as a dark side.
That's
There's some great programs. You know, Hollywood produces great things at times.
Yeah,
family-oriented content at times. But there's also another side to this. And Out of Shadows documentary really breaks it down in ways that you can really fully understand. It's not just some mumbo-jumbo that someone compiled together on YouTube. You know, this is an actual documentary that just so happens to be uploaded on YouTube so that you can get the experience, so that you can watch it for free. And, you know, because obviously a lot of people aren't working and so on. So that was very thoughtful of them to do so. But it couldn't have come at a better time. I call it perfect timing, because on the 8th of this month, I had a horrific dream.
Oh.
And, you know, I woke up, I was very shaken, you know that. And this all kind of goes hand in hand with this documentary, by the way. So I was at Warner Brothers Studios. This is how the dream went. There's
okay.
a reason why I say strange nights, strange dreams. This is my strange dream segment. But I was at Warner Brothers Studios, and my role for that day was stand-in. Because I do sometimes do stand-in work, and I've been to Warner Brothers. And for some reason, when they asked me, what's your role? What are you doing? When the PA asked me this, the production assistant, I couldn't remember for some odd reason. And I had to look at the sides they gave me, which are like little mini scripts for those that don't know. And
even in your own dream, you're forgetful. That's weird.
I'm not forgetful.
I know you're not, but it's weird in the dream. You're like, I don't remember.
No, but I think that it had a purpose. So because I didn't remember, I had to look at the sides. And then I clearly saw the word wife.
Hmm.
And then I said, oh, I'm standing in for wife, the role of wife. And then I was directed to wardrobe just to make sure that what I had on was okay, which is not unusual when it comes to that. They have to check your wardrobe. And one of the PA then made a joke about, she expressed her displeasure with the wardrobe department. And I just kind of laughed it off. I was like, oh, okay. You know, she said something about it, like a backhanded slap to them. And so I was waiting for a different shirt. The lady said, okay, hold on tight. Yeah, we can change your shirt. I'll give you a different one. So just wait here. And I was waiting there. And as I stood there waiting for her to get this new shirt, suddenly I heard a sound of rushing water. Just a strong sound of rushing water.
Huh.
And for those that don't know, the Burbank River hugs around this particular area of the Warner Brothers studio lot. And so everyone ran towards the Burbank River right up ahead, which you can literally see from the lot. And then I heard people screaming in horror. Then I looked and I saw a river of blood.
I was going to say my penis had nothing to do with this, right? I wasn't in the dream and people were screaming because, no? Okay, just making sure.
This is actually pretty serious.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just making sure that my penis had nothing to do with your dream and why women were screaming. Because that's not true. Just
kidding. Anyways.
All right. Please continue. This is fascinating.
As I was saying, so people were screaming in horror, okay?
Okay.
And I looked and I saw a river of blood carrying countless bodies of men, women, and children.
Jeez.
Men, women, and children were being carried through this, and I just felt so sick to my stomach. I was very, very disturbed because in the dream, I mean, it felt very, very real. Then after the bodies, after the river, so it was like this rushing flood that was just passing by, you know, with full force carrying these people. And after it kind of like drained off, what was left behind were these two children bleeding, and they were just dead. And I just looked at them and I was just in complete shock. And
this is depressing.
Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Then I looked up, and from the west side to the east, there was darkness that covered the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it was plain daylight, but it was just darkness from the east, from the west to east. And I heard a voice, because in my mind, I actually said it out loud in the dream. I said, is the river of blood, which, you know, we have heard of in scripture, you know, ancient Egypt, all that. And then I heard a voice correct me and say, river of death.
Oh, okay.
River of death. So when I woke up, I was very perplexed. I still didn't really understand. I knew that this had a meaning, right? But I didn't really understand what the meaning was, and I really wanted so badly to understand it. You know when you have a dream and it means something.
Yes.
And so I was just praying and praying for the answer. I consulted with a good friend of mine who is a very faithful woman. And, you know, she said you really should just pray and see if the answer, if the symbol can be revealed, the meaning of this dream. So finally, it just hit me later that same night. I just opened my notebook and I began to write. And I realized what the meaning was.
As you were writing?
No, as I was writing, it was just coming. Like, I felt this calling to just write this down.
Okay.
So it was finally revealed to me. After, of course, praying about it. So it goes like this. Please don't interrupt.
I won't.
They feed us noise during the day, and in the night we sleep, as opposed to dream. Music heralds events. Films and television create threads of consciousness between the viewers and inject our minds with their vision to manifest unto us whatever they so please. The music is just noise. It's not real. It's altered to appease our low energy, carnal selves. But we are more than flesh. We are spiritual beings sown within the one and only Holy Spirit. Music separates us from our divine ascension and takes us into descension. This is the music of today. Notice how people give up their power and unto these celebrities. We exalt them into places of power, but no real change happens because we relinquished our own power unto them.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
The music they sing creates an embedded layer of delusion to satisfy our need from a demigod and feel like we are part of a cohesive collection. Like a family, only it is empty. There is no God in their music. They believe they are God, or we believe they are. Their music is dead. Their art is fictitious, not original. It has been fabricated and written by those that control the outcome, their handlers. Their music has no substance, whereas music is a conscious stream. Their music runs dry.
Mm.
It's a stream, all right, but a stream of death, sweeping, taking everything in its path, young and old. Hollywood is the modern river of death. And so that's how it all came to me.
Okay.
And if you have a chance and check out the documentary Out of Shadows,
mm-hmm.
it will make much more sense to you. It's not just babble. It's not just jargon, what I'm saying. So when this documentary came out on Good Friday, you can just imagine my joy, because I just thought, this is just such perfect timing. And I felt the need to share this for anyone that is open to something like this. And, you know, a lot of people, like you just mentioned, but I know you haven't been binge watching, but a lot of people are binge watching, and they think that now's the time to just binge watch and just get all these endless amounts of subscriptions and listen to endless amount of music and all this and that, that just really does not feed the soul. But this is not the time to binge watch. It's really a time to meditate. It's a time to pray. It's a time to reflect. That is what this time is calling us to do. In India, there is this river that they have that for decades, it looked more like a sewer, because it was just so polluted. And in just 2 weeks, or almost 3 weeks of lockdown, it is completely renewed. It looks like a whole different river. So right now is just a time of healing for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, nature and human beings. This is a time of healing.
And that was interesting when you told me that, because that's like, we know here in LA, is it okay to talk now? Yeah. I'm just checking.
Yes,
yeah? Okay,
of course.
Good.
It's okay.
We know about our smog and how bad it is. And when you told me over in India, where they finally, things were kind of opening up, you did mention about that, right? Where it was just all cloudy.
Yes, you weren't dreaming.
Yeah.
That
I was not dreaming, right? Ugh, I could have sworn. No. So that's just interesting how, like, after people not being here as much, flooding, you know, LA, we're able to see some clear skies as well. And there's not so much smog and activity. And over in India, that's amazing how they're able to see the mountains a little bit and some sky, and it's not all like just congested. So I definitely love that.
Well, people couldn't even see there were some mountain ranges, I believe. They couldn't see it for 3 decades. It was just,
that's a long time.
So much pollution, because over there are no regulations, and the factories dump their pollution into the river.
Jeez.
Which that's why it looked so awful. And I can't remember the name of the river, but
River of Poo. No, river.
It's now so clean. I saw it was on what is it called? It's a One World News, something like that. But it is based in India, but they speak English.
Okay.
So anyhow, it's just fascinating, the images I saw. It really, really is. It's, wow. It really is just, imagine, I mean, almost three weeks of not contaminating the earth. They already see a huge change. Can you imagine? A month from now, 2 months from now, if we just continue and watch our ways. But, you know, definitely people need to get back to work. I understand.
Yeah.
That. But in other news, and this is something that I think people need to know about, Bill Gates, of course, he's always planning to save the world. And he wants to do so by rolling out, this is from Freedom Faction, by the way. It's a site that I follow. And he plans to save the world by rolling out a mandatory vaccine for the coronavirus, suggesting nobody will be allowed to resume normal life, quote unquote, without a digital certificate.
What?
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it. I'm adjusting my pants because they're too high.
Okay, right? it looks weird and odd.
I can do adjustments. Okay. Technical difficulties here.
I can do adjustments.
I can do adjustments here.
Without a...
Where'd you go? Where did Strange go? Just some adjustments here. Minor adjustments.
Without a digital certificate to prove they have been vaccinated. So he basically doesn't care for anyone to resume back to work without you getting vaccinated and proving that you don't have this disease. Now, let's tell you right now that the first few patients that this coronavirus has been tested on over in Africa, there's an area in Africa, not West Africa, but there's an area in Africa that was allowed to do this. 7 children, reportedly, allegedly, 7 children already died instantly upon receiving the vaccine.
Wow.
Now, Instagrammers are hitting back against Bill Gates with thousands upon thousands of angry messages telling him to stop experimenting with the health of lesser humans, quote unquote, or expect to be charged with crimes against humanity.
Let's go back to the lesser humans. What does it actually say that?
Yes.
In quote?
In yeah. Because quote. They're trying to really just kind of speak his language, I guess you can say.
That's just messed up.
Well, think about it.
To categorize them as lesser.
Well, think about it. You know, vaccines have been tested on minorities for decades ago.
Okay, but they're not considered lesser humans.
They used to inject prisoners here in America with things like syphilis, things like that, just to experiment on them because, you know, they're viewed as lesser humans, even if we disagree with this definition of, you know, humans are humans.
Yeah.
But
someone
wrote, money doesn't give you any rights against the people. You need to be charged for crimes against humanity. Another commenter said, I look forward to watching your trial. And of course, a guest on this show, not on our show, but he was a guest on someone else's show on LA Talk Radio, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. slammed the Microsoft founder over his plans for dictatorial control over global health policy. And these vaccines, I don't know, but this is the thing that really shocked me. Joanne Tagati on Instagram commented on Bill Gates. I took a screenshot of this on Bill Gates' Instagram. We got over 150,000 signatures on change.org against Bill's mandated vaccine, and the whole petition was wiped away. Later, I found out Bill Gates donated $25 million to change.org. And so the founder took his bribe and acted like a hypocrite to all of us. He is a sellout to his own cause. Wow. Wow.
And that was
a commenter.
Robert. Commenter.
No, that was a commenter on Bill Gates' Instagram.
Yeah.
I took a screenshot of that because I didn't even know that there was a petition on change.org against this digital certificate. And by the way, for those of you, if you don't even know how this whole thing started, he himself went on Reddit, okay? He went on Reddit and he started talking about this. He's the one that started saying all these things, that this is the only way that it would ensure our public health, et cetera, et cetera. Never mind the drug that has been used on malaria, that it's being used around the world and it has been saving lives. This is not fake news. This is real.
Yeah.
And a lot of these other countries have actually, you know, fabricated their numbers of the total death toll due to the COVID-19. And we're trying to be honest about our death toll, and this is where they want to take us, to mandatory vaccination. And now people are upset, and I think that people are going to realize what's really going on.
Yeah. I believe I was mentioning to you, like, we should do a comparison, you know? There is a drug or a vaccine that's technically working. I forgot the name of it. Chlora something. Hydroxychloroflurane or something.
No, it doesn't say that. But hydroxychloroquine.
I was close. So that seems to be working. Let's do a comparison. Bill Gates' vaccine and then that other one that's working.
Let's do it live. No, people could die. Never mind.
Yeah, we don't want to have under, you know, but
then it would become a snuff film. We don't want that.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, that's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but no, and then the, I believe it was, who was she? I think it was the mayor of Detroit who was thankful for this drug that saved her. There is a nurse who was commenting on a post saying, hey, this stuff is working within hours. We are seeing these patients taken off ventilators. She said, this is not a lie. This is happening. It is working.
Yeah.
And shame on anyone that is trying to oppose this just because, you know, it's saving lives. It's just not according to the plan that the globalists want, in other words. It's really just such a shame, but people are angry. People are not going to go there without a fight, and rightfully so. I applaud Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for being outspoken and honest. We need people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you would like to check it out, he's on Instagram and he compiled short clips to really just kind of give you a background and all that of this. But anyways, geez, so much going on. Ugh.
Well, feel good Monday, right? Kind of ironic. But let's make you feel good.
It is feel good Monday, but you can't be honestly feeling good if you don't have the truth.
True.
Okay?
That is true. I was going to talk a little bit about this whole quarantine thing as well. Let me just throw a couple little facts here that are going on, and then we'll move on to a little feel-good music. As you see behind me, I have some cajones, and I was going to show Strange here
how to play
the cajon. Should be interesting. We'll get on that in a second. So as you guys know, like, we had this the rescue loans that were sent out. I applied. I mean, why not? A lot of other people did apply as well. And man, it just like it broke the web, the server. It just went crazy.
It went down.
It went down, and it was just very congested, because there everyone applied, and it was just like, wow. We know that some financial institutions have been placing like restrictions, like Bank of America and so forth. I believe Citibank. So they, because of that, I mean, now the SBA, the Small Business Association, welcomes the, you know, to apply and for a loan, a business loan, but along with the rescue loan. And, I'm waiting for mine to see what's happening. You know, hopefully, fingers crossed, you get a little extra money. But I think that's a good thing that he's doing. He's going out there and he's like, let's give a little extra money for the people who are dealing with this whole quarantine and COVID-19, and let's help them with a little extra money.
Yeah, but people aren't very grateful. Some.
Yeah.
There's a meme going on that I saw. It's really funny. Really funny. But hope no one gets offended by this, but it's funny because it says, if you cash that check, he's your president.
True. That is true. I mean, everyone's all like, oh, I hate Trump, hate this. Well, I got that money. But
yeah, right?
If you like the money, you're going to like the president. You're just going to have to take the good and the bad.
You know, desperate. No one's ever seen anything like this. And I'm glad. I mean, what can the government do if you can't work other than give you money because they themselves had called upon these shutdowns? It only seems fair to me.
Yeah.
But some people are taking it as a moment to try to shove, oh, see, you didn't like socialism, but here it is. It's like socialism and you're okay with it. And, you know, there's people on, I see the social media posts, but it's not about that. It's about the government standing up and taking ownership of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, geez, how about that Dr. Fauci? He really showed his colors today, or the other day, I should say. He's now flip-flopping. He's going back and forth, and I don't know what's going on over there. But...
yeah, so, and along with everything else has been kind of shut down and being... everyone's taking toilet paper, masks, all this other stuff, right? But guess what's kind of staying on the shelves is...
The produce
and all that. So there's been a short supply, and a lot of the companies are getting they have to throw it all away because it's going to waste. And it's pretty sad. I mean, all the produce pipeline. I mean,
I'm giggling because. You're now serious. For once, you're serious.
I am super serious about my produce.
I'm not used to.
I mean, I love lettuce like the next chameleon, all right?
Oh, that's right.
And so, but it's just pretty sad. I mean, it's just
no,
like...
No, it is. Yeah, wasted food is terrible.
Yeah, they showed... So people are now going to restaurants more than actually going out and buying food, certain things, and cooking at home. I mean, even though they can, but... There was a...
I thought they're struggling.
I know. But this... Okay, so in 2018, actually, this is a little separate. Aside from the quarantine that just is happening.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Let's go back a little bit. In 2018, USDA, the data showed like Americans actually spent more on restaurant food than they spent at groceries in the warehouse clubs.
Okay.
And... so, but a lot of the, like the restaurants now are closed. So now people are like, oh, shoot, now I got to cook and now I do all this. And they're doing that. But yeah, a lot of the produce is just like, no one's grabbing that. And it's pretty sad that, you know, you have to put it to waste and everyone's just putting the, and it's just like, yeah, I just wanted to kind of throw that out.
It's just going to waste. That's a good point because I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, everyone's taking the TP, the alcohol, the hand sanitizer. You know what? I remember sometime in February, I saw this girl at the dollar store getting two bottles of hand sanitizer. And this was when there were rumors that we might shut down and all that. And people weren't freaking out then because it was just in the talks, right? Because remember... Dr. Fauci said in February that this thing might not affect us that much. America may not be so impacted by this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but there were some people that wanted to take precaution.
I call BS on that. Okay, go ahead.
BS on what?
Of that America
may not get right exactly because look at where we're at now. But this girl got two hand sanitizer bottles, and I was like, I said to myself, oh, okay, this girl is getting prepared. I guess maybe I should. No, I'll do it next time. And there was never a next time.
You should have done it.
But you know what? What I did do about a week prior to that event. I got the big old Purell hand sanitizer at Smart and Final.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted, you know, like to have like a little bit, like, you know, on your desk, you know, something smaller. But definitely, I'm glad that I did do that. I'm glad that we got our bio scarves last November.
Yes.
August, November. So we were okay. We were all right.
And you've been making your own sanitizer.
I have.
What do you do? Aloe vera and...
So I got from the dollar store aloe vera for sunburn.
Okay.
It's topical, right? For, you know... And so it has an analgesic.
A what? What's it called? I think the microphones went out.
No. It's really funny. But because, you know, when you get sunburn, it hurts. And so they apply other things. So my hands feel tingly.
Okay.
It almost feels like I'm applying Icy Hot. But I did...
It feels really anesthetic, right? Anesthetic?
Anastalgia.
Anastalgic?
No. And so I poured a little bit of... Because I was going low on my hand sanitizer that I got months ago from Target. And then I poured a little bit of alcohol and I shook it. And then there you go. You got hand sanitizer. It's really not that complicated.
Awesome. Well, I don't want any of you guys to try to do that and then try to go out there and start selling it for like large profits.
But
you're going to
do
whatever you're going to do. But
we hope you don't do that.
We hope you don't do that, because just make it so you can have some for your family and yourselves and your dogs and kittens and all that.
Wait a minute. What is this music you said you were going to... See? It is analgesic.
Anal?
No,
Jesus.
Stop.
Jessica.
Stop.
Okay.
Anyways.
So, yeah, just wanted to kind of go. So, let us play a little bit. I'm going to show you, Strange, how you can play the cajon like anybody else out there, all right? Get yourself one of these. Go ahead. You're going to be right here. Come up, you know, it's okay, so we can see you.
Can you bring the microphone?
No, it's okay. We got you. So, just quickly, we got a couple minutes here. So, here, you got your bass. And then right here, kind of like above the center. And then right here would be like your snare. You got a drum set right here in a box. And so what I try to do is left and right hands is you can do your, you know, and then. One, two, three, four. Change things up a little bit. We'll go.
Get closer to the mic.
Change things up a little bit. So we can go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 4. Right? You're doing the left and the right hands. Now, some actually play with the same. So they'll go. Already advancing, my student. So what I like to do is I change things up. So I kind of change things up like that. I use my left and right hand together. I don't always like to just go from using my left as the bass and the right hand on the snare and trying to be like, you know, which is easy because you're just constantly doing that, but I like mixing it up. So, a little lesson there, but we'll continue on another episode more in depth of how you can play like the chameleon. But great job, Strange. Pretty simple. If you guys pick up one of these, it's really fun to play, and you can just kind of just go around. You can pick up the Nino percussion. It's a small little box. It's mainly for small children. But Strange is rocking on it. And well, that's all the time we actually have. Wow, the time went by pretty fast. Hey, check us out, iHeartRadio.com, Strange Chameleon Show, iTunes. You can check it all on our site, StrangeChameleonShow.com, LATalkRadio.com, baby. Remember, this quarantine can never keep us down. Jam on and get out of town.
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.